Okay, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Kelly Dyer with the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Small Business Development Center. I'm the Manager of Entrepreneurship and Business Development.
And that's actually a new title for you, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so go ahead.
I used to be at the University of Central Missouri, and they ended the funding with the Small Business Technology Development Center there. So I was the manager of business applications there. So, yeah, it's a newer and longer title.
There you go. So in this new role, what are some of your goals for the Missouri Chamber of Commerce?
It's a new partnership, so we're kind of developing the position as it goes along. I'm doing a lot of the same things I was, but we're going to develop some new stuff as we go along, too. Do one-on-one counseling with businesses, help them review their business plans, look at projections, like I always have. But some of the new things we're looking at is the Missouri Chamber of Commerce spent money on a study called, and the results are called Missouri 2030. So I've kind of been put in the charge of the Entrepreneurial Alliance to see what we can do to develop programs or resources to develop more entrepreneurs in the state of Missouri by the year 2030.
Very good. Now, obviously, with that comes a few minor tasks that you're going to see that are part of an everyday sort of role. I know you said this is a new role and you guys are kind of developing it as you go along. But as of right now, what are some of the things that you're seeing you're going to have to work on immediately?
Education, how to start a business. We found that a lot of my kids are in the same instance. I've got a junior and senior in high school, and I've got a college daughter. And some of the things I keep preaching to these kids is go out and get a four-year degree to get a job. But some of the education I would like to see is can we harvest them or nurture them, would probably be a better word, to become entrepreneurs and start thinking already in high school of, okay, what do I need to get out of college maybe to become a business owner and do my own thing.
Okay, very good. Now, as for the business side of it and working with the businesses, what are some of the issues? I mean, are there any issues that you're going to have to kind of pick up the slack on that maybe were not being initially identified or worked with before this position was made available?
Well, we're in the early phases of this alliance, so one of the things I need is volunteers to be on the committee to help us direct some of these resources. We're just starting some focus groups in the committee to talk about the issues out there, so we'll hopefully identify a lot of those issues. But something that keeps coming up is capital. What can we do to help these people get into business? Because right now you need 20% down, you know, some bankers will work with you at a lower percentage, some want a higher percentage, just depending on what type of business they're starting. So capital, getting money to these people to get businesses started seems to be one of the biggest hiccups I've ran into just doing this, you know, for UCM and now that something hasn't changed.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking on small business, we hear every day how hard it is not only for a small business to get started, but to stay in business. So when it gets to that point and they have began and they, you know, they've got what they need to get going, after they actually start, are you going to be there in the process to help them, you know, keep moving through and hopefully grow their business and keep up with where they need to be?
Well, that's something we offer through the Small Business Technology Development Center. There's counselors all over the state. And that's probably a lot of people don't know we have a free resource. So I do that on a daily basis already and have when I was with the UCM SBTDC. We try to help them grow. We do free one-on-one counseling to help them analyze their financials. Sometimes the answer we have to give them is it's a little too late, but we do our best to keep them growing and keep them moving along.
Very good. So strategic planning and all that is included?
Correct.
Okay, very good. All right, so if anyone is hearing this and they're interested in learning more or speaking with you or another person that is there and able to speak with them, do you have contact information for them?
My phone number is through the chamber, even though I'm not located in Jefferson City. I'm located out of my home but travel the state. But to reach me, phone number-wise, is 573-634-3511.
Okay, very good. And is there an email address or even possibly a website for them to look at?
My email address is kdyer@mochamber, so it's mochamber.com. So it's my kdyer@mochamber.com. And then the website for the Missouri Chamber is www.mochamber, kind of like in my email, .com.
Okay, very good. Well, Ms. Dyer, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners, small business owners, students, anybody know?
I guess I didn't include that we do have trainings also. One of the trainings I've got coming up is going to be in Marshall in the next month. So I've got QuickBooks for Beginners, QuickBooks or Advanced QuickBooks. So that's through the Saline County Career Center. But the throughout the state, there's other counselors like myself that do training. So if there's any need for training, our state website through Mizzou is Missouri Business, spelled out, one word, .net.